You know, we wanted to spotlight a series that we aired recently about the past, present, and future of rice in the islands. Did you know Hawaii supplied rice to the states during the Civil War? We take you back to the future. Kauai farmer Jerry Ornelas recently began planting his winter crop of rice. His summer harvest was bountiful, and he's encouraged by his success so far. We were there on the Garden Isle early on in the year to check on Ornelas as he's trying to carve out a new market for Hawaii-grown sushi and table rice.
This is a little winter nursery that I'm doing. It's got 20 different varieties of rice in it. Most of them are Japanica, which are short grain, but we've also got some other varieties as well. It's about a month old right now.
And so what's your hope for this?
I think the big picture is that we revive the rice industry here in Hawaii, which was once thriving. You know, we're a state of rice eaters, and I think there is a demand for locally grown rice. So for many, many other uses, everything from table rice to brewing to very high-end sushi rice. You know, varietal trials are going to be very important. We need to select varieties that do well here. And rice in general does really well in Hawaii. It's amazing how adapted it is to our climate. That relates to why it was once such an important crop here.
You know, as you were driving around Kauai, you were pointing out areas that all used to be in rice. It's just here and there now. You know, you've got farmers doing research in order to kind of jumpstart this again. It's going to take a tremendous amount of effort, I imagine.
You know, a lot of the farmers that obviously that used to do rice are no longer with us. So it's going to be a kind of a steep learning curve for us. Fortunately, there's resources out there. There's, you know, the University of Hawaii, there's the Department of Agriculture, the USDA. You know, one of the problems we're having, of course, is finding rice seed, which is really hard to come by.
Talk about that problem.
Yeah, rice is heavily quarantined because of diseases, so virtually impossible to import rice seed from any country into the United States. The other problem we're running into is that a lot of the rice varieties they're proprietary. So a lot of it has been developed by rice cooperatives whose members contribute so much per ton of rice that they sell to research. So it's very difficult. They will not part with the seed.
You've managed to get some varieties, though, to kind of jump start this test plot.
Yes, I have. You know, I've been at this for 4 years now. You know, finally, there's light at the end of the tunnel. We are able to do some varietal trials now. We've been growing some varieties that are what we refer to as heritage rice varieties, but, you know, we don't know much about the quality of the rice. So we're looking for varieties that are well recognized. Those would include table rice as well as rice used for brewing and mochi rice as well.
When you talk rice for brewing, I mean, that could be another niche market. Is the trend now for craft beers and sake?
Mm-hmm. Soju, sake, craft beers, all of the above. I think, you know, if we can supply brewers with good quality rice, then I think there's real potential for expansion of that.
Talk about the challenges that you've had, either just with water or bugs, birds.
Birds are a huge problem. As you can see, our fields are all netted. You know, water is an issue. It's becoming more and more contentious. You know, rice uses a lot of water. So, you know, we're trying to develop methods. The water comes into the field and then exits, usually back into the same source it came out of. So that's a non-consumptive use. Well, right now we're kind of in the proof of concept phase where we're trying to see what varieties work well, what methods of cultivation work well. We haven't really gotten into marketing yet. Once the proof of concept phase is done, then we're going to start looking at what kind of markets can we access.
And there are other farmers here on Kauai that are testing out rice again.
Yeah, there is one operation on Grow Farm land that does rice research for a California rice cooperative. And that's been going on for a long time. The University of Hawaii also had a paddy crop station in Wailua where they also did rice research for the California growers. So Kauai is a popular place to do rice. And of course, you know, it's had such a long history.
So it's rice seed is what we're talking about.
Yes, that's correct, rice seed. You know, because we can do a winter crop, they can't do on the mainland. They look to Kauai to do their winter nursery growing.
And so if there are other folks out there that are interested in experimenting with, you know, kind of like what you're doing here, whether it's here on Kilauea or Oahu, I mean, I don't know, because Oahu used to be covered with a lot of rice paddies as well.
Yeah, the two major rice growing regions at the height of the rice industry was Kauai and Oahu.
What else, I guess, is a big challenge?
We got flooded out in April of 2018, and that set the whole project back a year. You know, obviously, you know, rice is much like taro is grown in areas that are prone to flooding. So flooding, you know, with climate change, I think is really going to be an issue. Yeah, one of the saving graces of rice is that it can tolerate brackish water more so than taro. So I think some of those coastal areas will be well suited for rice going forward.
You attended a recent climate change meeting where a number of farmers turned out. What are some of the issues that were discussed at that?
Sources of water, flooding, salt intrusion in the lower elevation farms. You know, the perception that farmers are polluters, that we're contributing to the problem, and to a certain extent we do. Of course, we do use fossil fuels. Some crops, especially paddy crops, contribute methane, which is a very bad greenhouse gas. So, you know, how do we, you know, mitigate some of these problems, and how do we respond to questions from the public regarding this?
You also had some ideas about teaming up with the tourist industry, looking for ways that that industry can help our farmers.
Yeah, as it relates to climate change, you know, farmers also sequester a lot of carbon in their farms, as do ranchers. So is there a possibility that there could be some kind of carbon credit exchange, you know, with industries like the airlines, which contribute a lot of carbon to the atmosphere, the cruise industry, tourist industry in general? You know, is there a possibility that we can team up with them and help them to offset some of these carbon?
Help our local farmers survive.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we have a real problem with profitability in farming in Hawaii, and one of the reasons more people don't farm is that it's not a really lucrative business at this point in time.
Well, you've got this test plot of rice, but you're surrounded by all your trees because you raise everything from lychee to avocados?
That's correct. Yeah, longan, lychee, breadfruit, some avocado, and mostly orchard crops. But if we're serious about feeding ourselves, then we're going to have to look at what it takes to have a very healthy diet, right? Which, of course, includes carbohydrates. You know, leafy greens, great, man. Want superfood, right? But, you know, we're going to have to find starches, you know, and we don't grow many grains in Hawaii. And the only grain we can grow here successfully, I think, is rice. Rice is about a 4 or 5 month crop, depending on the variety that you plant. So, you know, there is the potential for us to do several crops a year.
That was Kauai farmer Jerry Ornelas, who is working to spark the interest of local farmers in reviving rice as a local crop. We originally ran the story in November as part of our rice series.